الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by the strangeness of Islam. This title is taken from a hadith reported in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, who said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Islam started or began strange and it will return back, it will return to be strange again. And he said, Tuba for those strangers. Tuba for those strangers. So what was the strangeness of Islam at first when it was found first on this earth? And how is it going to come back? The thing that Rasulullah Sallam informed about, and did that, or has that started yet or not? What are the signs of that? The signs of that. Who are the strangers? And what is Tuba that they are promised? These are questions that every Muslim needs to stop by them for a while, so that he can reach the answers and know how to do when he is walking to on a way that is to either a Jannah which is wider than the heavens and earth, and it is at the same time this way, at the same time is full of difficulties, surrounded by hardships, covered with thorns. That is the way of the Jannah, or slaves of Allah. While the way of the fire is surrounded with desires and filled with ease to reach the sins and disobediences. And it is surrounded with everything that soul like, of which Allah Ta'ala dislikes. The strangeness of Islam, or slaves of Allah, at first, of the existence of Islam, it was not because or due to the call of Rasulullah, the people to act upon the good manners and characters. However, the Arabs were known of the good manners and characters, and that's why he وسلم, said, I've only sent to complete the good manners and characters, because the good manners and characters were there with the Arabs. The Arabs were known of the good manners and characters since before Islam. And that's why none of the people in Mecca
objecting the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calling him to any of these good moral regulators. They did not have any problem with him calling to honesty of fulfilling the oaths and obligations of being kind to the guests, of being good to the neighbors. This all was accepted to them and is like to them. However, when he stood calling them, "Ta'budullah, malakum ilayin ghayru," when he stood calling them saying, "Worship Allah, you have no any other gods but Him alone," and when he said, "Wa'budullah, la tushriku bihi shay'a," "I worship Allah and do not associate anything with Him in worship," they all stood at his right side and said in one voice, أَجَعَلَ الْآلِيَةَ إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجَابٌ. Does he want to make all these gods into one? That is a strange thing. That is a strange thing. And that's why they fought against him. And they stoned him when he was returning from Taif. And they left their children and their mad ones, mad people, to bleed him, bleed his ankles. And they came to Badr, to the battle of Badr, by whatsoever thing that they can bring with them. The men, the women, the khamr, the music, the army, the weapons, everything to show all the Arabs that the kuffar of Makkah are much more powerful than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they came out in arrogance. They intended only to remove Islam from the root of it. And they also came to Uhud. The book is it. The card there is it. And the book is teeth, his tooth. And they gathered all the Arabs, the Yahud, the Abbas who were in Medina, all together in one army from inside and outside, hoping to shoot him with one arrow. And that was in the Battle of Al-Ahzab, or what is known by Al-Khandaq, the trench. And they fought against him in the Valley of Hunayn, in a very hard battle, as everyone knows. All of that to make him stop what he is going to, worshipping Allah alone. That is the thing that annoyed the kuffar at that time. Worshipping Allah alone. He did not want their money. He did not want their honor. He did not want anything else but only to worship Allah alone. Only to worship Allah alone. This is the thing that annoys them. And this is the exact same thing that Allah Ta'ala sent all the messengers from Nuh alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, وَلَكَدْ بَعَذْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ رَسُولًا أَنْ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We have sent a messenger to every nation. Worship Allah and avoid all false deities. And it's the same thing that Allah Ta'ala promised those who fulfill it. That He, Allah Ta'ala, bestow and provide them every good way of life in this worldly life. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, Ayah 55. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم. يا الله تعالى promised those who believe from amongst you and do the righteous deeds that يا الله تعالى will take them as replacements for those who are before them of the good ones, as he took the people before you. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And he will make their deen that he accepted for them. That he accepted for them. The reason that he accepted for them to be above all other religions. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And he will replace their fear to security. What is the condition? Ya Allah Ta'ala said, يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. That they worship me and associate not anything with worship along with me. And then Ya Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And he, whoever become kafir after this clearance of both them, then those are the fasiqun, those are the ones who left the way. O people, indeed, whoever looked to the situation of the ummah today will find that what it is today upon is exactly what was Quraysh upon at the time when Rasulullah fought against them. However, it is even worse because they added to that innovations in the religion of Rasulullah. Innovations that Rasulullah did not know, which will make Allah Ta'ala more impleased with them, more angry with them. And He, Allah Ta'ala, will raise His support, with raise, with all His support to them, and He would never bestow His victory on them. Because they broke the oath that they took to worship Allah alone. So if the Ummah is seeking the security and safety today, they will have to spread the proper understanding of ikhlas, of sincerity, of Allah in worship, to worship Him alone, and the complete submission to the Sunnah of Rasulullah. This was the first part of the khutbah of today, ended up by saying, I said what I said, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you all, and for all the believers who believe in Allah, of course, and the Messenger, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and worship Allah alone and follow Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from all the sins, as He, Allah, is all forgiver, all merciful. And then He began the second khutbah by praising Allah, the one who commanded His slaves with sincerity, as He, Allah Ta'ala, said in Surah Al-Bayyinah, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They were commanded not but to worship Allah sincerely in the whole religion. And He, Allah Ta'ala, commanded them to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is if they are honest in their claim that they love Allah and that they are sincere to Him. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran, ayah 31, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad, if you people love Allah seriously and in reality, and you are honest in that, then prove it. Only prove it by following me alone, of course, following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone. يحببكم الله, الله love you, ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم, الله غفور رحيم. And yeah, Allah will forgive your sins as He is the one who is all forgiver, all merciful. And I send peace and blessings upon the one who said, أسعد الناس بشفاعة يوم القيامة من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه. The one who is going to be most pleased with my intercession in the day of resurrection is the one who said La ilaha illallah sincerely from his heart. And upon his family and companions, those who did not hesitate to fulfill tawheed and spread it and defend it from anybody to touch it or to destroy it, and those who follow them on their way and accept their Christianity and their way, up until we all meet Allah Ta'ala, stand before Him, gaining His pleasure. After all, O Savior of Allah, but I still in the first Husn of Allah was the most clear characteristics of the strangeness of Islam. It is strangeness in the aqeedah, in the belief, in the faith. The mushrikun, the idolaters, the pagan of Mecca, did not object to Rasulullah sallam calling them to a good manners and characters, neither to have good kinship, nor to stop oppression from one who is being oppressed, but because he called them to single out Allah in worship and their deeds. However, those people, the kuffar of Mecca, were associating only in the times of ease, but in the times of difficulties, they were even bitter than many Muslims today. They were bitter than many Muslims today who call themselves Muslims. Because those kuffar of Quraysh, whenever times of difficulties approach them, they only call Allah. They only call Allah, as Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran. But the Muslims of today, in the ease of difficulties, in the times of ease and the times of difficulties, they only call the awliya. They only call the awliya. And that what makes Allah Ta'ala angry and pleased. Because it is completely opposite of what Allah created us for, and what He sent the messengers for, and what He revealed His books for, and what He is going to resurrect us for, and what He has created Jannah and the fire for, and what is going to exist in the day of resurrection of the covenant and the Sirat, hooks on the Sirat, etc., etc. All of this only is created so that mankind fulfill the oneness of Allah Ta'ala with their deeds, their fasting, their praying, their supplication, their charity, their love, their hate, their fear, their security, their slaughtering, their going, whatsoever of worships should only be for Allah. And no one else deserves any of it. But look to the Ummah today. The Ummah today, the majority of it, they are turning their faces to other than Allah. And that's why 1.6 billion Ummah cannot resist small group of kuffar who are accusing and abusing them and humiliating them. That is only because they are far away from the
victory of Allah, which is only guaranteed for those who fulfill the oneness of Allah. So as I said, fear Allah, also the of Allah, and spare some time for seeking knowledge, as you cannot fulfill the tawheed and the right of Allah except with knowledge. Knowledge that He, Allah Ta'ala, sent down to His messengers, and He commanded them to convey them, and they taught them to their companions, and their companions taught them to their students, and the students taught them to the students after them, until it came to us today, and no way to know it and be upon it except by getting to the circles of knowledge. And also, you need to fulfill the worship of al-amr bil-ma'roof, enjoying the good and forbidding the evil. We have to revive it and bring it back again after all people deny it and consider it to be interfering into the others' affairs. Except for some little, only here in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, you can see al-amr bil-ma'roof and al-nahy al-munkar. And only by the department that the government has assigned and found. Otherwise, even the majority of people here in Saudi Arabia still, yet, they refrain away from al-amr bil-ma'roof and al-nahy al-munkar. And that is, by Allah, a great mistake and a great sin at the same time. Here, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us who the ghuraba are, who the strangers are. Those, as he said, الَّذِينَ يَسْرُحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ. Those who correct themselves when the people are corrupted. And he said, وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُسْرِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ. And they are the ones who correct what the people have corrupted of the religion of Allah. And this cannot be found except by seeking knowledge. So seek knowledge. And they are, as Rasulullah said, أُنَاسٌ صَالِحُونَ قَلِيلٌ. They are little number of pious people. فِي أُنَاسٍ سُوءٍ كَثِيرٌ. Found amongst people, a large number of people of evil. Look at it today. Those who call themselves Muslims are minorities everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, they are minorities. And those are the ones when Rasulullah s.a.w. called them Al-Qadimuna al-Jamr. Those who are holding on the burning coal. As in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi and the authority of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله عنه, authenticated by Albani, may Allah be pleased with them all. As Rasulullah said, يأتي على الناس زمان القابض فيه على دينه كالقابض على الجمر. There will come a time amongst people in this worldly life in which the person who is holding on his religion is exactly like a person who is holding on a burning coal. Why is that? It is because he's a stranger. He's a stranger. Because he's calling to what Rasulullah was upon. And people start mock him and reject him and find him really stranger. Who you are? Where are you coming from? Why you're wearing like this? Man or woman? They ask man. Why you wear thobe? Why you not wear shoes? Why you wear coffee? Hat? Why you wear mitra or turban? And they say, why your clothes are above your ankles? And they come to the woman. They say, why your clothes are not above the ankles? Why you are not showing your shins? Why you are not showing your thighs? Why you're not showing your chest? Why you're not showing your arms? Why you're not showing your hair? Why you're not showing your neck? Why don't you let us see you? Why don't you let us enjoy this beauty? and they come to her and blame her why she does not work and study in a free mixing environment, why she does not go to discos and dance and drink khamr and go to the beach and wear like the kuffar wear. These blames are already made to the Muslims who want to hold their religion very strongly, exactly like the one holding the burning coal. Not from strangers, not from the kuffar, but even from the family members. Some of them, in many occasions, and it's from the parents who call themselves Muslims, they blame their children. They blame the boy. Why you want to wear your beard? Why you want to go to the masjid 5 times a day? Why, a lot of whys. But they forgot one why. Why you're created. Why are you here? Why? What is the purpose of you being here? Why you can't think? Why the animals cannot? Why you can't invent? Why the animals cannot? Why could you invent airplane to take you like birds? Why could you invent marine takes you like whales down in the depth of the oceans? Why you invented diggers that take you deeper than the snakes and insects into the earth? Why? Many whys. They don't answer them. They cannot answer them. They don't know how to answer them. They only living here for their desire, exactly like the animals. But as Allah Ta'ala said, they are even worse. May Allah Ta'ala change our situation by learning the knowledge, spreading it, being gracious with people. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.